Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
Let's move along quickly to our next guest, who Astana moves on to 16 minutes to the hour of 8 o'clock. Now, following the outbreak of coronavirus, we've heard just about every story in the book. Memes have been doing the rounds on social media. People have started sharing messages of cures, like Dettol, apparently. And unfortunately, fake news has been doing the rounds as well, and this sort of put everyone in panic. Now, misinformation can cause distress, unnecessary panic, and you just want to go and buy out all the masks out at this game as well. This morning we will be chatting to Kurt Wilkinson, the Deputy Chief Editor at Africa Check, about the misconception about the coronavirus, also known as COVID-19. Kurt Wilkinson, thank you for joining us this morning on Breakfast 91.3 FM. Mention some of the misinformation, like Dettol, for argument's sake, that's been doing the rounds and that people should just be on the lookout for.
Yeah, absolutely. So really, since we've seen the outbreak of COVID-19 at the end of last year, we've seen waves and waves of misinformation, false information during the rounds online. And there really are a few different categories where you can expect to see this sort of false information. You're looking at things like false information about preventions or vaccines. You're then looking at very dangerous information about cures for the virus. And then lastly, we're seeing a lot of panic about false information, which suggests that there's a far greater extent of the virus than the official numbers actually should say.
Now, we've also read that garlic, bleach, Dettol can help fight the virus. What's your comments around this?
So we have seen a lot of this sort of information. We've debunked quite a few of these messages. When it comes to the issue of bleach, we've seen very dangerous misinformation. We've seen tweets, we've seen videos, we've seen WhatsApp messages suggesting that a bleach solution can either prevent the virus or, in fact, can cure the virus. And what's dangerous about this is that it's not suggesting that you use bleach to wipe down your counters. It's suggesting that you actually ingest or swallow the bleach, or in some cases, gargle with bleach. Let's be completely straight about this. That is terrible, terrible advice. No one should be consuming bleach in an attempt to prevent or cure the virus. This can actually have very, very dangerous consequences. It can lead to severe vomiting, and in some cases, if you actually ingest enough of it, it can lead to liver failure. So if you see these sorts of messages, you really need to put your health and safety first. First of all, do not take on any medical advice that you receive from friends or family or you see online without consulting your doctor. And please do not share these messages if you're not convinced that they're 100% reliable and accurate.
Very, very important. I mean, obviously rumors and everything going around itself. But let's just also look at, you know, just the very basics. You know, people are saying if you sneeze into the elbow of the part of your arm, you know, make your arm into a crouch or whatever, to sneeze in there, into a bow. I'm saying whether you sneeze in your hand or into a tissue, into your arm, it should still be wiped anyway. What sort of advice can you give us just to practice proper hygiene, basics?
So I think that when it comes to this sort of advice, the best people to be following are the Department of Health in South Africa. You can follow them on Twitter at HealthZA, as well as the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. They're at NICD_SA. But I think we've seen a lot of good advice online. If you go and you look at the advice from the World Health Organization, it's encouraging regular hand washing. It's encouraging people who are unwell or sick not to go out into public and to phone their national helpline for advice on how to seek assistance. But I think what's really important is that we also try and combat what the World Health Organization has called an infodemic, which means that during the outbreak of COVID-19, we've seen an abundance of information spreading around the world. And some of it's good and some of it's bad. And it really is our individual responsibility to make sure that we don't make the situation worse. We need to help combat fear and panic and encourage measured responses and reasonable actions with accurate information.
Right, and that's where we're going to have to leave it. Thank you very, very much for your time this morning. Kate Wilkinson, the researcher at Africa Check.